Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
So episode 39.
Yep.
Oh, what? You didn't even tell me.
We on.
Hey y'all.
What up though?
We back. As y'all heard, episode 39. This is gonna take us another 2 years to get to 50.
Man, y'all know I was moving. Shoot. Had to get settled in.
Yes. If y'all can't tell, we in the same room.
Is it echoing?
Can y'all hear me hit best?
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, now I get to stop you in person when you get to acting up.
That's real. You. Two fingers to the forehead.
Yeah, because you be getting out of line.
One time. Feels good to be back in person.
Don't it?
For real, for real.
And we ain't done lately.
No, not for real. Just bask in the moment.
Not bask.
The new reality,
is that
I'm back at the Chris Nagy.
Yeah, man, it still feel crazy. It's like, best to be like, oh, I've been here in 30 minutes. Say what? He still move a little far. Shit. Yeah. Take a snack to get to your crib.
What you consider far? Anything more than 20 minutes?
More than 15? You're asking for a lot.
What y'all consider far? When I be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm going to so-and-so, where, you know, best be like, where that's at? And I be like, oh, that's, you know, 35 away. Be like, best be like, oh, that's far. So I'm just like, what's y'all definition of far? Because anything pretty much under an hour for
ooh,
me.
Oh, I know you. Gross.
Yeah, under an hour is not far. I be like, oh, okay. Like, I go get some food. Even if it's 45, 50 minutes away, just to bring it back to the crib and eat it. Like, I'd be perfectly okay with that.
Yeah, and that's exactly why I'd be passenger side riding with us. That's my favorite thing to do is buckle up and just ride.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. That's why I was dashing earlier. It felt good. That was my first time. I was dashing.
Oh, you was cruising around.
Man, I was cruising. I had podcasts going, you know, windows down. Yeah, I felt like I was in a convertible. Just cruising.
Not windows down. It's hot as hell.
I mean, they didn't stay down. Yeah. AC definitely kicked on quickly.
Oh, my God.
But I started early. I started at like 9:30 when it was still a nice little temperature.
Yeah, I didn't want to hit you. I should have texted you anyway, but I didn't want to hit you because I thought I was going to hit you too early. I meant to tell you something this morning.
I just hit me too. What that mean? You just going, you ain't want to wake me up?
Right. I was like, I'll wait.
See, now you know me. What I'm about to say. My phone don't wake me up.
Yeah.
My phone don't wake me up. I keep my phone on silent.
Fuck if we die.
Yeah, I mean, don't have an emergency that early. Why are you up having an emergency? Like, what's going on? So this is the thing. If it vibrates enough in the middle of the night, eventually, after the 8th, 9th, 10th call, mm-hmm. I would probably wake up. So just keep blowing me up.
Call you 11
if it's
times.
An emergency, yeah. Okay. But if you just hit me and it's 5 in the morning, I'm not going to wake up from that. You know, yeah. But throughout the night, I will, when I adjust positions, I tap my phone, see if anything does pop up. So
I got a good question.
What's up?
Is there any inappropriate time to, boy, go lay down. Jesus, my dog and anxiety.
I know. Now you got his click clacks, his tap shoes.
See, that's why I be in my room.
Tap dance and shoes, lay down.
Is there an inappropriate time to, like, hit your friend up or for your friend to hit you up?
A real friend? No. Yeah. Why would there be?
Well, you know, just how people be like, damn, why your friend hitting you at 3 in the morning? Or,
oh,
you know?
Like your partner tripping?
Right.
If, like, opposite sex or it don't matter?
Of course it would be opposite sex because, like, people feel away.
No, I think if they respect the fact that y'all friends, they respect your friendship, and they know that you don't look at that person that way and vice versa.
Yeah, you ain't like, hey, like drop this D off
it. Yeah, it's like one of the dudes.
Go sit down.
I don't see why, because it's the opposite sex. Accepting the friendship is accepting the friendship.
Yeah.
Nah, I mean, and like I said, that's always something that I've established early on. I'd be like, yeah, you know, my best friend, da-da-da-da. Not that I first date give a disclaimer, but in getting to know each other, you automatically come up because mm-hmm. we implemented in each other's lives like that. So they find out off the rip just from me telling them about myself. And I've never had any questions, issues, nothing. Like, oh, you got a female friend. Like, none of that. So they know what it is. So if you hit me up at 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I mean, they wouldn't think nothing of it. Not for real. Not that you do that anyway, though.
No, I don't. I'll be asleep.
Right.
I'll be knocked out.
Yeah.
All right. So, you want to recap? Yeah. Other than you moving?
I was going to say, I ain't got much, other than I was supposed to be transferring with my job. They plan on the transfer. When I tell you communication has been terrible across the board, this is a great company, but they lack one thing. And one thing only.
And that's huge.
But it's a huge thing. And it's communication. This transfer was supposed to been, like, handled and everything. Now, on the Tampa side, cool. No worries, no complaints. On the Indy side, different story. Long story short, it just wasn't much communication. By the time the lady did get back to me and was like, okay, transfer's through, blah, blah, blah. I was already set up with something else. Because y'all know me. Can't stop, won't stop. I had a plan B, C, D. You know, all that good stuff. I had a plan, LGBTQ.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Can June end?
It's almost done. It's today the last day of June, right? June got 30 or 31 days. Y'all hoes probably got 31 because y'all spoiled.
Not hoes, wow.
I'm sorry. Great. I'm sorry. It's probably, wait. Okay, so.
No, tomorrow's the first.
Yay. This y'all last day. Y'all better get it in while y'all can. Take y'all, what's them pills they give them?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, best. Okay.
Not they give them.
Best.
Okay. I'm sorry. You listen. Y'all know I love y'all. Shoot, y'all. You listen. Y'all. Listen. You know.
Are you done?
Speechless.
Okay. That's it. You're done.
I'm sorry. Back to the point. The point is, your boy got a better opportunity, more money, better schedule, better opportunities for advancement. I got a better gig. I definitely miss my Krogi family from the 813. Shout out to them. And I'm going to be visiting y'all. For sure. Other than that, I'm just getting settled in, enjoying it. The house looks great.
Yeah, we about to party.
Man, we love a nice little crib.
It's very, very nice.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And yeah, we're just gonna keep it pushing, man. That's that. That's me. Back in the what's the area code?
317.
Back in the 317, baby.
Can you please learn that? I'm
gonna learn it.
It's literally my number. Do you not know my number in my heart?
I push best friend when I go to my phone. And that's all I see. Best friend and a bunch of emojis.
Okay. You done.
I'm done. I'm gonna take a time out.
Yes, please.
At least 30 seconds.
Please stand in the corner. The corner is right behind you. Go to it. So this past week, ain't nothing been going on this past week.
Couple weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks since we've been gone. Doing the best friend thing. Just getting used to living close, man. That mess is crazy. Like, best, I could literally call you. You can be here within the hour. That mess is nuts.
We got here. Today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. We got here when we get here? Last Wednesday?
Was it Wednesday or Tuesday?
Tuesday. I want to say Tuesday. We stayed in Atlanta. We left Monday. Crashed in Atlanta Monday night. I think we got here Tuesday.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been a little over a week. And I've been over here. Well, I stayed here for the first few days. So shout out to Bess for that. She a real one. It just made more sense.
It was fun. A little sleepover.
Legit. It made more sense than driving up to mom's. You know, that was another 2 hours north. More gas in the U-Haul. So shout out to Bess for that. We crashed here for a few days before the house was ready. And then moved in last Friday. And we've been setting up ever since. The house is pretty much done, too. I thought it was going to take us a couple weeks to get settled in. We did it in damn near a weekend.
Yeah, y'all did it in a couple days.
Yeah, really. Man. She did that. She handled a lot of that. So, it's been fun, man. So, I've been over here. So, we ended up moving in Friday. Since then, this is, my third time over here? Third or fourth? It's dope. It's going to take some getting used to. We get to go out, do some stuff, have some bestie dates, double date, all that good stuff, you know, orgies, all that stuff. So it's going
to be... Wait a second.
Hello?
Jesus, these people do not know us like that. And they're going to be like, man, I knew that was close for a reason. I knew it. It's people waiting on that. No, thank you.
New swinging partners.
Oh my God. You know? First of all, I'm not into sharing.
Yeah, we don't share for real, for real. I'm too possessive for that.
Possessive?
Y'all ain't, no, you can't have what's mine. Eli looked at her wrong, and I was like, boy.
Get your life together. Yeah,
boy. All right, now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But that's that. It's dope. We having fun. Oh, and I already know what y'all thinking. We going to go visual. As soon as Beth stop playing and figure it out, she going to get us this YouTube channel. As soon as she stop playing.
I'm going to hit up Dom, because clearly he the YouTube king, because I don't know.
Well, do what you got to do. I'm willing to drop some cash. Wow. Throw a couple dollars
way.
Somebody way. If they gonna start our YouTube,
you are so channel. My best friend, because I swear, y'all, I will pay for convenience. I do not care.
You ain't never lied.
I'll pay for convenience. F it. That's why we it's work how hard. Much? Cool.
Right. That's why we work hard.
I'm gonna drop that money.
I'm about to call Pablo. Come cut this grass every 2 weeks.
I'm not about to play with you.
Escobar, Pablo, all of them.
Hey, you just getting that to get Keyshawn from around the corner. You know, he come cut the grass.
He do y'all's?
Mm-hmm. And we got a lawnmower.
He got a brother out my way? Huh? He got a brother out my way?
Somebody. I'm about to hit them
a
up.
A cousin?
I'm about to...
Dewan or something?
I'm about to send him a dollar on Cash App because I ain't got his number. I'm going to send him a dollar on Cash App. Please come here.
Leroy's Lawn Mowing Company.
Not Leroy them. All right. So, yeah. Back to my week. Yeah, nothing exciting. Or weeks. Anything happened?
June 12th. That's the last time we dropped.
Oh, happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, Negroes.
And Negroettes.
Little Nigglets, you know. You know what I mean? Ain't got nothing for the geritol people.
Why they gotta be geritol?
For the geriatrics, ain't got nothing for them. Nothing but respect and love. Thank you for paving the way. They coloreds, that's what they are. Shout out to the coloreds.
Best.
No? Okay.
Jesus, I'm so glad June is almost up, because he just been on a roll this whole month.
Ooh, letting loose, letting my hair down.
Yeah, that's enough. Enough from you. All right, Ben. So let's hop right into hot topics. Hot topic number one is this fucking Versus, because we have to talk about it.
Yeah, buddy.
So go ahead. What did you think?
Well, we had the opportunity. We had the lovely opportunity to...
The pleasure.
The pleasure of watching it together. Man. I guess I just feel how everybody feel. Ray J was a little rough. He was a little...
the only one?
Well, no, they all were. Ooh. But you saw Brandy's comments, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
When she was convincing him to drink that tea.
Drink that tea and shut his ass up.
And he ain't listen. I mean, but...
And then he deleted her comment and she wrote it again.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
she's such a big sister.
At the end of the day, they have fun. He was like, we lit, we having fun. I know I don't sound good. I mean,
but he never did though.
What can we expect? Them dudes, they don't sing on a regular. They ain't regularly on tour like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and singing is one of them things. If you don't use it, you lose it. You gotta practice that, man.
She told his ass to practice, and she told him to drink that tea.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, I mean, he ain't never been no Teddy Pendergrass. Pendergrass, so
yeah,
you know, it's okay.
I mean, he had fun. I don't, you know, whatever. It wasn't like people paid a bunch of money just to get some BS. I mean, he was,
you know, was there for what you was there for.
He was there for the moment.
Yeah,
you know. Now, as far as Omarion and Mario, man, he was on one.
Wait. Go back to Bobby V, because none of them sounded good.
I mean, again, I didn't have high expectations, though. I was just there for the song selection. Yeah, mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect the vocalist to come out.
Yeah, it was fun. But, yeah, back to O.
I like Omarion's whole setup with the dance. I think he really put on a show.
Yes.
I think it was Omarion's dancing and a whole package, the whole program versus Mario's vocals. And
because my boy stood there in a North Face.
Yeah, hot as hell. I know he was hot. First off, they was in LA. Secondly, he was on the stage dancing and singing with a room full of black people. I know he was hot.
He was hot as hell, especially with them lights.
June in LA. Sir. Sir.
He was fine though. That's really what mattered. And he sounded great.
I liked it though. It was dope.
It was. But it was a mess. It was a mess.
You know, I like the, not cattiness because they dudes, but yeah, I like that. Because it keeps you on the edge of your seat like, dang, are they about to fight?
Right, because I just knew somebody was going to hit Mario because that man was on gold the entire night. And then you already know me. You had already talked about Jeremiah not sounding good. And he came up there sounding a fucking mess.
Yeah.
And Mario was like,
birthday sex. Birthday sex. I don't know what happened, though. Jeremiah used to sound good. And it's like, one day we heard him on the track, and we was like, yo, what happened? But I still mess with Jeremiah, man.
I really love Jeremiah. He can sing to me today with the music. I don't know.
It was,
said, y'all niggas sound terrible.
Yeah. He made a lot of comments. And then for them to, like, shake up afterwards, I'm just like, yeah, all right. Some of that sounded personal.
It did sound personal. They shook up after. And then he still was being funny.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're going on a little tour together or a little show or something together called The Serenade. Bobby V, Pleasure, and
we'll see.
Mario.
We'll see.
They've been promoting it.
They've been talking about it. They probably promoting it. So, the way I learned that some of this stuff works is if they get enough buzz, then somebody will green light them. So, they talk about it to get it into existence. If people don't really go for it, then ain't nobody going to pick it up. They're not going to be able to book these venues, you know?
I see.
So, that's really how it goes. And that's probably what's happening. I mean, I'll go. Same reason I went to Millennium Tour. It's just nostalgic. Mm-hmm. I ain't there for the vocals. I'm there for the song selection. You know, they still hits.
They definitely hits.
They, I've been bopping.
It's been crazy because they've been, all of B2K been going back and forth since. Because Omarion called everybody else in the group his backup dancers.
Man, I don't know.
So they've been going off about that.
They kill me with disrespecting
him.
Them damn egos, man. That mess crazy to me.
It's insane.
Like, for what? I don't know. I just never been that guy. I guess when you're an entertainer like that, you have to have a bit of an ego. Just because the industry can be like so brooding, and you got to be confident and you got to be sure of yourself and know who you are. But it's still, man, you got to find a balance. At the end of the day, I don't think Omarion would be where he is without B2K. I really don't, you know.
And that's what they were saying. That's what they were talking about. They was like, man, you were never the favorite, and it was just ugly.
I mean, even if he was the face of it, the voice of it, at the end of the day, that was your start, dog. Like, there's no guarantee that you would have did it without them. That's it. So,
yeah, and that's what's sad too, because I feel like with all of that, it's just over, you know, between them. Yeah. Like, it will not be any more Millennium Tours.
Yeah, I mean, they should at least have respect.
At least amongst each other.
Which one?
Did we talk about that? This Is Us, Inda?
Nope. Yeah. Or I think we mentioned it, but we didn't like really get into it. Not that we have to.
Okay. Did just want to make sure.
In case we didn't, the best show ever has ended.
We did. Because I remember you saying that.
I feel like we did. So just,
I'm still feeling it.
I honestly feel like there's not going to be another show like it. It took us this long to find it. I don't know how long it's going to take us to find another one. It's sad. I am sad, man, because you get attached to these people, man. You get attached to these characters.
Yeah, just to know they're not real. Check it real quick. And this I'm flying off the handle here, but somebody just started watching This Is Us, so they somehow escaped all of, you know, everything that's happening. They was like, Kate is my least favorite character.
Why?
They didn't expound on it. They just said that she was the least favorite. And I was like, damn, I wonder who best got the least favorite character.
I don't.
Yeah.
I really don't. It's not the type of show to where you would have a least favorite character. Just because everybody is likable.
She has some questionables. If there was to be one, she has some like questionables. What? Like some questionable things she did.
Well, what you
at the show? I mean, I would have to talk to you. I mean, I ain't about to take up all our time discussing them. But yeah, over the course of the show, she got on my nerves the most.
Gotcha. Yeah, see that, I can't say that any character I was just like, all right, or enough, or yeah, they get on my nerves. Not one. Not. I mean, maybe when she was a kid, but she was a kid. And her dad had just died. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't really count that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just wondered.
Yeah.
So, what was about? Oh, the next hot topic for the week. So, basically, I was trying to, like, let Bess know about what's been kind of hitting Twitter and Facebook and all this. So, long story short, Bess, a kid calls his dad, asks him to bring him something to eat. The dad shows up with McDonald's just for his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And his BM is irate, going off. because she has three other kids or four other kids, one of the two. I think three other kids. And he didn't bring nothing else for those kids. He only bought food for his child. So she records this man, basically tell him, like, if you ain't got nothing for none of my other kids, he can't eat. He was like, well, can you at least send him outside so he can eat or whatever? She was like, nope, you don't got nothing for none of the other kids. He can't have it.
Mm.
So internet goes crazy about who's wrong, him or her. Basically, we coincidentally was just talking about that in our group chat, like, shit, what, 3 weeks ago?
Okay, so I was going to ask you, when Fred was on the phone talking about it, it sounded like what me, you, and Duty was talking about. It sounded similar. Is it the same situation?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That's like you dating somebody and she bring you food but don't bring your child food.
Yeah.
Or, in this case,
One of the kids,
which was his only kid. Out of the other three she has.
And they're married.
No. That's his baby mama.
Okay. But they're together.
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's just his baby mama.
Okay.
It's just his baby mama. They're not together. Recently, since this has all come out, apparently it's come out that he used to buy all the kids food when they was together.
Okay.
And she feels like it's petty for him to only buy his kid food now that they're not together.
So
that he should be feeding all the kids and
Okay, so to put it in perspective, I hit Tabby up, say how I'm bringing Snooda a Happy Meal, and because I don't bring E and Isaiah nothing, that's the story.
Yep.
Okay. You know, I hate to do this, but it depends. It just depends on y'all relationship. It depends. Oh, how you feel about it? I'll let you go first.
Okay.
Because I'm processing it. This is my first time hearing this. Y'all know I don't pay attention to what goes viral, so I gotta process this.
Pay attention to nothing. Okay, so my stance is a little different from other females that I've seen. For one, that man has no obligation to your other children. It would be my first thought. However, they're fucking kids. Somebody feed the damn kids. Feed the babies. Like, I would never go take my child something to eat and know that it's other kids there and not ask if they... That's just how we were raised. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like this generation is just a little bit different with the way they handle things, even though they do look our age. But I'm just saying, like, I just feel like things are just not what they used to be anymore. Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody brought something by the house, they made sure they brought for both. Yeah. You know? Because I grew up in a two-kid household, so... It's just weird. I also heard that I can't really have a take on it because I only got one child, and one child's parent. Yeah, but you know, obviously, but
what? You can still have an opinion.
Yeah, I just don't feel like he had no obligation, but I feel like it's courtesy. You know, if you dropping off food, you know she got these other shorties. You was doing it before. You know, these are kids we talking about, not grown. But you know, grown people that's able bodied and willing. And the mom was like, oh, you know, I ain't got my food stamps and blah, 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 blah.
So if you had to pick one, who's right, who's wrong? If you just had to.
She was wrong.
She was wrong?
Yeah, she was wrong because she blasted this man. This man is still taking care of his responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Where's the other three kids dad? Mm-hmm. You know, however many it is amongst the three, it's at least one other man. Where's he?
Yeah.
Why is he not contributing? Why are your kids hungry and from jump to the fact that they even got to call their daddy? Because when my kid is with me, my kid is good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When he go with his dad, he's good.
That's true.
You know? And then when we together, obviously he's good. So it's just kind of strange, the whole thing. Yes, it could be very petty of him to bring his kids stuff, but he's still taking care of his responsibility. He doesn't have no obligation to these other kids.
Yeah.
Now, if they was together, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're together with somebody, you take on some of those responsibilities. It's a package deal. You know?
Yeah.
So.
You know, I really don't have much to add to that. I think I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Thank you.
It's courteous. That's how we was raised. Absolutely. I would. But is he obligated? No. I think it's as simple as that. It's definitely not something that needs to get put on the internet. It's definitely not something that he needs to be shamed for. He has no obligation to your kids, the kids that you decided to have without him, before him, or whatever, after him, whatever the case may be.
Before him, yeah.
Before him.
Because their kid is the youngest, apparently.
Y'all have one kid together. He has one responsibility. Again, is it courteous? Sure. Absolutely. Is it noble? Right. Sure. is it required? No. So, I mean.
But it is her requirement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then she get on the internet today or either yesterday or whatever. Hair done, lashes done, makeup done. You know, I said what I said. And I'm like, okay, bitch, why are your kids hungry still? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
At the end of the day, she was wrong in my opinion. And y'all can find me.
But that's the thing. Ultimately, a real woman ain't going to be pressed over something like that.
And it's not. Because regardless, what you do for my kid is extra. Because exactly. I'm already doing
exactly.
for them.
Exactly. That's my point.
And that's
point.
Just that.
At, you know, at the end of the day, a real woman would have had McDonald's at the crib already. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And like you said, what Pops was doing would have just been extra.
Yeah.
You know?
Because for the kid to go... Okay, so that kid is the youngest. And that kid obviously asked for food.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? How old is he?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's a lot of little details you can get into.
Yeah.
But
the basics of it is she should have been able to feed him. She should have respected the fact that he was... bringing his child, which is mm-hmm. like I said, his responsibility, some food. And if she wanted him to do something different, then she was already recording before he even pulled up, so you knew he was coming.
Yeah,
with McDonald's, she's like, that bag don't look big enough for all my kids. If you wanted him to buy something, you could have said something.
So
while he
was gonna say that,
you know,
why didn't they just have a conversation? If again, I don't know what age this kid is, but if Snooda was old enough to pick up the phone and say, hey, daddy, can I have some McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I'm going to do is be like, yeah, let me talk to your mama.
Exactly.
Hey, Snooda just called. He wants some McDonald's. Is that cool? Did the other boys eat?
Absolutely.
That's just second nature. Yeah. But even if that last question wasn't there, I'm still communicating with her because he's a child.
Exactly.
He might be asking for McDonald's even though he just ate.
Exactly.
Or, you know, because he don't want what she cooked. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to step on her toes. It's mm-hmm. just communicate, people.
Yeah.
Like... It's so simple. I don't get it.
Because then you show up at McDonald's and she's like, I just cooked this
I
big
just
meal.
Cooked. You know, like, he's spoiled.
Why are you relying on the kid for communication?
That's my point.
It's a lot wrong with
And if they would have talked, she would have, like you said, had the heads up. Like, okay, well, I don't really feel comfortable with you bringing this and not the other kid. That's a mm-hmm. conversation they would have had.
Yep.
You know.
Instead of this man being blessed on the internet and his fatherhood being questioned.
Bruh, so many things can be resolved with just simple communication.
Absolutely.
People, poof.
People make it harder than it needs to be.
I swear, life is already hard enough.
All right, y'all. So, switching gears, we are going to get into this word of the week.
But your motor ran. That's how we transition.
Is it? Why? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And now, Judy's word of the week.
It's your boy again, D-double-O-D-Y. And I was getting off the expressway, and as I come up to the light, there's this lady standing there. She has a lot of different, like, clothing on. So she's from a different nationality, different religion. She's standing there with a sign. I really didn't read it. Carl Frankie don't give a fuck what the signs say. But you get a lot of them that... like, I have kids, you know, need food, this, that, and that.
Oh.
Hello?
How is this going to cut off like that?
Bess got a 10-second lock on her phone. Y'all
clearly.
See her.
Sorry.
She's standing up with a sign. I really didn't read it. Carl Frankie don't give a fuck what the signs say. But you get a lot of them that, like, I have kids, you know, need food, this, that, and the third. And, I used to be a sucker and give a couple dollars to, you know, people here and there. Because I've been blessed in my life. You know, I can give a couple dollars. Not no more. I mean, everywhere I go is now hiring, now hiring, now hiring, now hiring. Like, everybody's hiring. From the simplest of jobs to, you know, the more skillful jobs, everyone's hiring. I'm not giving you ass shit because at the end of the day, these gas prices are high as hell. Ain't nobody giving me shit. If I go stand on this corner with a sign talking about I got kids, need food and gas, niggas gonna look at me like, you motherfucking crazy. I ain't giving your ass shit. You need to go to work. But when these other people, never mind. Anyway, do y'all give the needy money?
Nah, my bad, y'all. So, my phone works quick. But, yes, I do. I do in... in spurts. I do based on, I don't know what they asking for sometimes, what the signs say. I always read the sign.
You always read the sign? I don't ever read the sign.
You don't never read the sign?
Well, most of the time, the writing is sloppy. The board is dirty. I get it's for the whole effect. You know, smoke and mirrors.
Not the effect.
I get it. But half the time, you can't read that. The sun blinding you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they all say the same. God bless. I got kids. Help out. Help a brother out. Hook a brother up. Like, they all say the same. So what am I reading for? Like, okay, so you telling me if you see some... First off, if it's too long, you're going to stop reading after so long.
Oh, yeah.
So what can a sign say that's going to make you want to help them out this time?
Okay, so recently, one of them that I have seen was they had a... They had a picture of a little girl on there that was in the hospital bed or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she needed to have surgery or something. Oh, no, that'd be pulling on my heartstrings.
Okay, so my stepdad. That'd be
pulling on my heartstrings a little bit.
My stepdad, who was a state trooper for Illinois and then a state trooper for Indiana for years. I want to say, like, over 20 years. He made it very clear. Now, of course, I'm sure not all of them, but majority of them got nice houses.
Right.
Nice cars. And you can, I mean, just imagine how much them people can make just standing there. How many cars go past them? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're not giving. There's plenty of people who do. I've seen plenty of people in front of me who give.
So if the people in front of you give, you definitely not giving.
No, it's not necessarily that. I've actually given.
Is that a five?
After seeing somebody in front of me give. Just because I noticed that the person was standing there. I was like, oh, who are they giving to? Oh, okay, yeah. You know, whatever. Do I give? Not for real. I just gave.
Not for real.
Before I left Florida, so a few weeks ago, that was the first time in years. And then I just gave a couple of days ago, exit 12. You mm-hmm. know what that is? Exit 12, it's always somebody on that corner. It's always somebody different on that corner. That's how I know they scamming. Because they got schedules.
Right.
You going to work today? Yeah, I'm going to work.
Yeah.
You know, get off my corner. So I did give, but that's literally two times.
They do have schedules. They definitely
No, they do. That's twice in probably... a decade that
Not
I've
a
given
decade,
yeah
damn.
Nothing against it, it's just I need mine. I don't feel like that's me passing on a blessing necessarily. And then in addition to that, like Duty said, it's such an employee's market right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is hiring. Yeah. Literally everybody. And you can't beggars can't be choosers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally. It's so many gigs out there. If you hop on Indeed, it's so many gigs. And I'm not talking minimum wage. It's factory jobs. Amazon don't even do interviews. As long as you ain't killed nobody in the past 5 years and you can pass a drug test, you're hired. Literally, you pick the spoke you want to work at. You pick your schedule. Like, and Amazon starts at, what, 15? I think it went up since then.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse at this point. Literally. If you got time to stand on this corner, you got time to stand on an assembly line. So... you know, we all live by our choices. Maybe that's easier work than them. You don't have to have a skill either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're trained. The machine does everything for you at half these jobs. You know, it's just, there's no excuse for it. So, I need my money. I do. I'm not against it, but 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to do it either.
What I will tell you is that I will not give when somebody... I don't know if I should say that, but I really will not give if somebody got a pet.
Why?
Because you obviously can't take care of yourself. Why are you taking this pet through that?
Isn't that more reason for you to give them money? That's why the pet is out there.
No.
But that's why it's out there. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that.
It's like that little girl on the picture.
I know.
Except it's live and in color.
It works backwards for me.
Yeah. My thing is, if you can afford to take care of a dog, then you got it.
Exactly.
Dogs are just as expensive as kids.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I don't. Because you really tricking me right now. Dog look healthy. Dog, look, the dog ain't...
Dog swole as hell.
Exactly. The dog don't look like it missed a meal. Clearly, you haven't even...
ready to nip at your ankles.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, the dog's ribs ain't showing or nothing. He,
right.
He don't look like he not had a bath. Yeah. Y'all look just fine.
Ain't no music playing in the background.
Oh, my God. Because that'll do it. That song will do it.
Have it on the boom box as soon as you pull up. They should just hit play. Have it on repeat all day. And I might donate then.
They just wave.
My thing is, at least do some tricks or something. If you do some magic tricks on the corner, I'll give you a couple dollars.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. The people who be like, voila is for liquor or something, I'll give you a couple dollars.
Voila is for liquor. I don't know. Ain't mm-hmm. familiar.
They be like, voila. Because they know that a lot of people that be standing on the corner is standing on the corner for their next fix.
Right.
So he like, voila is for liquor.
A sign says that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And people donate.
Yep. People give him more because he was honest.
Wait, this went viral or something?
Nah, shit. I just seen a couple, you know, they be here and there. And that's sometimes that they
Would you give, because actually, it's funny, because something just came out about, I want to say Delonte West, the ex-NBA player. They say he was.
Well, that's so sad.
You saw that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of women find him attractive. Would that puts me in this mindset. Would you give money if you found a bum attractive, a bustler or homeless dude attractive? Would that make a difference?
I don't think so.
It wouldn't make a difference. No, I mean, he's cute. Let me throw him some. Would you want to throw some ass?
Yes.
Would you think about it?
No, probably not.
Why?
Oh, my God. It's a whole TikTok thing about people, like, giving, like, homeless people or something a chance and, like, turning their life around and talking really? About all he needed was real love in a bath or a shave or some shit. Yeah, it's insane. No, thank you. I don't need any more projects.
Okay, so if I was on a corner, I wouldn't get more money because I'm more attractive?
Yeah, for some people, you from ask some? For me.
Okay.
Hell nah.
From some,
though? Then she's like, damn, he was kind of cute. Like, nah, I'm good.
Not the double take. Girl, turn around. Take that exit again. Can I ride with you when you go back?
And Delonte is not, he ain't in his...
his prime.
His gracious period right now.
He's not in his best. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious. If a more attractive person would earn more.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know, that's real, though. Not even just that, but, like, more attractive people have it easier in life.
Hell yeah, I mean, they
that's
do.
Just how it is.
Hell yeah, they do.
Like, men and women. When I tell you
especially
that people
especially women.
Oh, especially women. But when I tell you that, like, people are super nice to me just because I'm attractive, I'm talking, like, I be at a... Matter of fact, today I was at a ghetto Wendy's. I told you I was dashing. I was picking up somebody's order. And... there was two chicks in front of me, just ghetto and with bonnets. And they wasn't rude, but they just wasn't me. So they was interacting with the lady at the counter, and she was just blah towards them. But as soon as I stepped up, like, her whole vibe had changed. And I could tell by the way she was looking at me. I'm like, yo, being attractive has its perks,
oh
dude.
God.
Like, it really do. She was like, you need anything else?
Hell no, nah, girl. I'm come good. On, I got to go.
I'm good. You trying to make me late for these people's order.
Oh, man. Nah, yeah. Women definitely can get whatever they want.
Oh, hell yeah.
Easily.
Yeah, a pretty easily. Woman, man, they ain't got to lift a finger if they want to.
Mm-hmm. You that's know, real.
That's crazy. Yeah, I think that's it for that.
All right, so moving forward. So, last week we was, or not last week, my bad, y'all. I'm on.
They like, we wish.
Sorry. So sorry.
So sorry.
So, a few weeks ago, we was talking about... if the way our parents dating experiences, if they shifted ours growing up, or if they affected ours in any way growing up.
Dating?
Yes. Their dating experiences, their dating patterns, approaches, you know, if any of that, you know, shaped the way we deal with love and relationships and stuff like that.
Nope.
Nope, that's it. That's all you got.
I have to hear where you're going with it. I want to get your take.
Okay, so I would say yes. For me personally, I feel like my mom dated a certain type of guy, and I just knew, like, hey, this is not for me. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And it was serially, you know, over and over, same type of shit. And I was spared the details, but I was just like, yeah, nah, this ain't for me. In growing up, my mama really didn't, like, she dated serially, but she didn't bring everybody to the crib. So that really shaped, like, how I seen people and, like, what I did when I started dating. Like, I really wasn't bringing people home. True. I only really brought, you know, two people home that I was serious about. And even now, I'm 30, you know? And I could... you could serially date, but everybody ain't got to meet your people or come, you know, come to the crib or whatever. So, I would say yes. I would say that how I seen her date definitely shaped not only the men I look at or for, but also just, like, certain things that I just would not do.
I think some of the negatives the negative takeaways can shape just as much as the positives.
Absolutely.
Like, I think we've had this conversation with parenting. Like, not having my dad, I'm the dad that I do all the good things that I didn't want. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, or even from my mom. You know, mm-hmm. I am my mom in a lot of ways when it comes to parenting. But in a lot of ways, I'm not, because I didn't like it, you know, mm-hmm. unto me growing up. So, you know, I use the one that always comes to mind initially is just taking outside frustrations out on us. Like, mm-hmm. I never do that with my boys. I've never cursed at my boys. It does nothing for me. There's no reason to. No matter how frustrated I get, cursing ain't gonna... Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna talk to them like that. I can get loud. I can get... get not aggressive, but, you know, I can... Mm-hmm.
You can be authoritative.
Yeah, there you go. Authoritative to where they like, oh, okay, daddy ain't playing. Without demeaning them or berating them.
Absolutely.
Or talking down to them or disrespecting them. And I don't want them to think that that's how you communicate when you're upset.
Absolutely.
Because what does that do? So back to dating. My mom, she was married twice, and they was both pretty lengthy marriages, and it didn't work out typically on the guy's end, from my understanding, just from, you know, what I saw. And I mean, it was healthy relationships though, mm-hmm. at least. From what we saw, which is what matters. Because what goes on behind closed doors, that's for the adults. Absolutely. The kids ain't supposed to be exposed to that. So from what we saw, I have no ill will towards either one of my stepdads. Yeah, and my mom don't have... Well, so she doesn't have kids with the most recent, the last one. But she has kids by the first one. And those are my two youngest siblings. And, I mean... We don't do half siblings. We talked about that too. I forget that that's even a term.
Oh, yeah, me too. Because it's still weird when people say, oh, you're half sister. And I'm like no. Nah,
that's my sister. That's my brother. So, dating, I can't say. I can't say that it's... I mean, maybe for the positive. You know, I've seen my mom... My mom likes to have fun. My mom likes to get out and do stuff. But she's also a homebody. So
that's so you.
Yeah,
that's
maybe you I get in a nutshell. Maybe I get that from her. My mom had me at 20. I had Jay at 20. So I don't know. Yeah, I guess it shaped a little bit, but not for real. Because I always knew what I wanted out of a relationship growing up. Not necessarily from watching my mom, but I just always knew what I wanted, just from knowing me.
Mm-hmm.
So
I also wanted to bring this point up to you too and see what you thought. It's funny because I feel like it might just be a female thing. Mm-hmm. Because you know how females are raised to be wives someday. That's like...
Okay.
I think we talked about that. Yes.
Okay.
Like...
By their moms?
I mean, just by women that they're around. It don't have to be their mom. It could be their grandma. It could be an aunt. It could be whatever. But those types of conversations that they have with you when you're young kind of shape the way you think life is supposed to go as you get older.
Yeah, I didn't know
that. This is just the way I was raised, and it's also been my experience in talking to some of my female friends. Like, hey, did y'all have these kind of conversations too? And it's crazy because as you get older, you're just taught that this is how it's supposed to go. You're supposed to go to school, and then you're supposed to graduate, and then you're supposed to date, and then you're supposed to get married, and then you're supposed to have kids. And then, you know what I'm saying? It's just this is the way it's supposed to be.
Okay.
And then anything outside of this is kind of... It's not shunned, but it's not looked up to either, mm-hmm. you know? And it's crazy because, like, my grandma, I feel like my grandma is, like, one of my number one supporters. Like, that's my heart. That's my, you know, go-to. But I feel like when I got pregnant, I was most scared to tell her. And I was, you know what, 25.
Really?
I was 20, about to turn
'cause you wasn't married yet.
Because I wasn't married.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, it kind of wasn't talked about, so it's like... It's like, I was like, damn, I don't know if my grandma think I'm a virgin, but sorry, yeah, you know? Yeah. So it was just like one of them things. So, and even at almost being 30 and waiting all this time, you know, I was still like, damn, I don't want to tell my grandma I'm pregnant, you know? So it's just kind of weird, like, the different dynamics of women versus men and what's taught to us.
Yeah.
You're taught, like, you know, what a good woman looks like. And mm-hmm. you know, that whole, remember that whole, you know, being seen versus heard type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
it's just ridiculous.
It's okay. Insane, but that's, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of.
That's so old school, though.
Yep.
And they have to understand that this ain't that no more.
Right.
You know?
And I'm going to be the one to let you know this ain't that.
Acery? Sorry, guys. Yeah. Okay. Hold tight. Ace going through it.
I know. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right. So we just realized we're going to start recording at Best House.
Card Chronicles. Either way.
Yeah, nah. One of the two.
Yeah, no, it don't matter.
But yeah, so I was just saying, you know, Best, that it's crazy because it's just, it's a vast difference mm-hmm. between, you know, how women are raised and how men are raised and yeah. how women are raised to be, you know, married and how to be a good wife and a good girlfriend and get, you know what I mean? And I just wonder if that's the same for men.
So,
in your experience.
From my experience, I was the only boy for a while and then my brother came along. But either way, there's only two of us and then the rest is women. We got straight women in our family. So, I don't I mean, obviously I wasn't there for every conversation, but I don't recall my mom sitting down with my sisters like, hey, this is what a wife looks like. My mom.
Oh, no. I mean, and it wasn't ever formal. I want to put that out there too. It wasn't ever like a formal conversation.
How so then?
Like, you know, like I'm going to just sit down and we're going to talk about what a wife looked like today, you know?
So you're saying just from watching them?
It just came up in conversation.
So, knowing my mom, I don't even see that coming up because my mom, she's not the type to cater to a dude. Like, yeah, she can, you know, be wifely, but my mom, she'll tell you in a heartbeat, I'm a great girlfriend. I don't know about a wife, but I'm a great girlfriend because, I mean, my mom, she's just not traditional like that. Like, mm-hmm. she don't believe in, like, being submissive.
And my mom would not neither. You already know my mom. Yeah, she just, but my mom's also never been married, so.
Yeah, she don't believe in being submissive, like, you know, biblically and all that stuff.
yeah, that's not just, my mom.
Yeah, like, no, this ain't that. So, you know, I don't know. But as far as me, dudes, from my understanding, and that's another thing, it's based on the household. It's not, yeah. you know, traditionally what dudes are taught. And it's just, it depends on who raised you and what their beliefs are.
Yeah, I and feel it like, makes sense that I was raised like that because my grandparents was married for 30 years.
I feel know? Like they're we're not really set down and, you know, talked to about this. It's more so the birds and the bees, you know, from father to son.
We wasn't taught that either, though. I think we talked about that.
I had a conversation.
Who?
Me.
Oh, no, I'm saying my family.
Well, typically it's yeah. for the guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah. That's what I'm saying. So traditionally, a father would sit down with his son and have that talk.
Right.
But
ain't it kind of weird because we can have kids? You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
Like, we carry kids. We are the carrier of the bearer of kids. So it's kind of weird not to talk to us about sex, but talk to men about sex. But we don't have those conversations traditionally.
Oh, from my understanding, women do. Yeah. It's just a little different. It ain't necessarily the birds and the bees. It's to make sure a man loves you. You know, you want to be married first. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have a baby by somebody who you ain't with or you ain't married to.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know how, like, the birds and the bees, whatever. But you're taught, like, literal, tangible things that women
are. Right, from my understanding, women are. It's based on the household.
Right.
From my understanding, my mom didn't sit down, formal or informal, with my sisters and say, hey, this is what a wife does. But I know for a fact that she's had conversations, don't let no nigga get in your head. Mm-hmm. That's how my mama has said it. And mm-hmm. that's a conversation. Mm-hmm. And we know what she means when she says that.
Exactly.
She'll elaborate and all that good stuff. And that's why my sisters are the way that they are. That's why I ain't got no nieces and nephews. You know what I'm saying? I know two of my siblings don't even want kids just because they like, hey, I like living life kidless, kid-free. I like being able to get up and do what I want. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my mom when I went there that weekend for my sister's graduation. I was like, which one you think going to give you a grandkid next? She was like, you? I'm like, yes. yes, you're right. But I'm saying other than me, probably, but other than me. And
you?
Yeah, I was torn too. I was like, probably Mia. And that's the youngest. That's the one that just graduated. Right. And I know for a fact she going to be married first. So ain't no telling. Right. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just based on the household. Me personally, my stepdad, he had the birds and bees conversation with me. But other than that, my mom, she would just say little things here and there. You know, as far as like, you know, just make sure she treats you right. You know?
Right.
When you know, you know. So.
Not the way you know, you know. Like, okay, but exactly how?
Yeah, no, there's no way to explain it. Everybody's different.
Nah, that's wild. And we took a little turn from our initial question, but it all fits into like, I do wonder when that time comes, like how that'll come about to my kid, you know. Well, I'll be married by then, and we'll, you know, because a lot of kids mirror what they see, you know.
Yeah.
Just by nature. Sorry.
But that was part of my original point. I think kids take the good, they follow that, they take the bad, and they go against that.
Right.
You know, oh, I don't want to do it that way. Especially if it's do as I say, not as I do. Like, hey, I'm telling you, this is the route I took, but it's not the best route. You might want to lean towards this. Try and get married first. Things happen, but try and get married first. Be smart. Remember, I never had my dad. I feel like
having those conversations is important as well.
Well, yeah, yeah. But, you know, again, like, I never had my dad, so it's certain conversations that my mom wouldn't even think to have because she's not a man, you know? So I learned the hard way so that my sons won't have to, you know? So, yes, in ways I did pick up this, that, and the third. And I think parenting and relationships tie in, you know, in that
case. Same regard. Yeah,
in that regard.
Makes perfect sense. And you're doing amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, thank you, baby.
Well, thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
All right, y'all. Last hitting point for me as far as topics was, what is your favorite and least favorite type of date? That could be place. That could be activity.
First date or just date?
Just date. It don't got to be first date.
I don't have a favorite.
No?
No. I like mixing it up.
Come on, mixing it up.
I like hitting, it depends on where we are in a relationship. First date, I think dinner is perfect because, I might have mentioned this, for so many different reasons. For one, it's quiet, it's one-on-one. You get to have great conversation. You get to see how she converses. You get to see how she interacts with other people. You get to see how she orders her food. If she's rude, if she's courteous, if she says thank you, if she says let me get a, or I'ma do the, versus may I have, I'ma see if she's able to ask for extra napkins from me, if she can speak for me, if she can be my voice when I don't want to be. So many things when it comes to dinner. Another thing is, later on, depending on how far along we are, escape rooms. Because then you get to see her problem-solving skills. You get to see how y'all communicate. You get to see if she's dumb. You get to, you know what I'm saying?
Like, we always talked about that being the first perfect date.
I'm telling you. Room. Not first. That's a bit much. You don't want to overwhelm her and send her on this great adventure on the first date.
No, I think we saw somebody that was on the first date or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. That's too much. Y'all don't even know each other. That's too much.
You gonna know off bat.
Yeah, no, that's too much. And that's another thing. That could, a lot of people kind of hold back on that first date because they're getting a feel for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Like, that's not a great first. That's a terrible first date, honestly.
If you ask me. That's the worst. Okay.
Yeah. It's not the best method. It's not the most ideal. You can't get to know somebody off the bat the way you need to during a first date if you guys are in an escape room together. Because y'all might argue on the first date. Because, dummy, no, that's not what that means. Or why would you think that that's the answer to that clue or that puzzle? Like, no.
Damn, you're gonna call me a dummy on the first date.
If you're messing up, my success rate is in the 80s. Don't mess me up. I ain't gonna call you a dummy, but I'm gonna think it. Acery?
It's just always something. We literally do not need to record here ever again.
I got you. Sorry, guys.
That is funny. So, I would say my favorite type of date is like sushi dates. Wow. Sushi dates are my favorite, just active, like,
why sushi?
Food wise.
Why sushi?
Why
not a burger? Why not pizza? What's the difference?
I'm just speaking for me. I think maybe I like that place. But sushi is just kind of middle ground. The pricing is normally chill.
What if you don't eat sushi? A lot of people don't eat sushi.
People don't eat sushi, that's fine. I'm saying this is my me.
Right, but what I'm saying is what I like. If you want a guy to go out with you on a sushi date and he don't eat sushi, you don't...
Yeah, if he don't eat sushi, that's cool. That's just what I like. I'm ideally, that's, yeah.
Perfect date.
No. I'm not talking about perfect date. I'm just saying this is something I really enjoy. Like, the key to me, sushi dates. Yes.
So it's already a bad date if he don't like sushi.
No,
you just said that's the key.
I feel like every time I say something, you argue with me about why I feel the way I feel.
Because I'm trying to understand. I'm not arguing. It's unclear as to what you're saying.
But I'm like, I'm legit like, if you just say, I want to go to a pumpkin patch, like, that's my ideal date. And you're like, oh, you only going to date in the fall because that's when the pumpkin patch open. Like, no, that's just what you like. It's not the only thing you like. That's just something that you like. I'm not saying sushi dates are the only way. I'm just saying that's, I like it.
You like it.
If you plan this whole little sushi date, you in there. Or, here we go. A book date is super dope. And I do not know many people that would even think about that. But it'll be points to me because I like books. I love books, actually. It'd be coffee shops in there. It's quiet. You can converse about different stuff. You can engage somebody's thinking and all
see,
that.
So
I like that.
You see how you said a book date and then gave every reason why?
Yes.
You said sushi and never gave a reason why other than you like sushi.
I love sushi.
That was my point.
I said the pricing is chill.
Right. But go ahead. I was going to say, but you were specific about why a book date. It's quiet.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that sushi is just it for me. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I really enjoy those. Those are my favorite type of dates. Because I'm not ranking them as far as like, oh, this is just the top of the top and nothing can be above this. I'm just saying that's a day I really enjoy.
Right. I was just trying to find out.
I just like the ambiance of sushi. Yeah, of the Asian style places.
That's what I was asking. I think it was just a misunderstanding as to what I was asking.
Okay. Yeah. I like the Asian style places. I like just the simplicity of that, not having enough. Like, I know exactly what I get. You know me and ordering. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what I like. You ain't got to overthink it. Drinks, you know. Mm-hmm. I just love sushi days. I always also was going to say in reference to food, I like brunch
mm-hmm.
over dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner just kind of be so late. I don't have to overthink what I'm gonna wear to Asian too. You know, versus like a different restaurant I ain't never been to. Gotta figure out a wardrobe or something like that. Sushi's just chill.
Sushi day. So that's the thing. Like, yeah. People be like, hey, let's go on a sushi day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't really date, so that's, you know, I wouldn't know. That's cool. That's cool. I mean, because that's why I was asking. I was confused. Like, okay, well, what's the difference between that and a pizza date or a burger date? Like, why is sushi date a thing? But I got you. That makes sense.
Yeah. That's what I like. So I don't know if it's like, if it's necessarily a thing as far as like people just automatically go for that. But I can do a friend sushi date. It ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be non-platonic. But mm-hmm. I just like it.
Got you.
It's simple. It's the way to me.
Because you like sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Like if you was ever dating Best, you got to take him to a nice soul food or chicken spot.
I know that's the thing. That's why I'm having a hard time with that. Because it wouldn't affect me one way or the other.
No, if somebody puts something around food. The way they like
it. For me personally, food is food. I don't need a chicken date.
They ain't going to get extra points for, you know.
The only way they would get extra points if it is something outside the box or if it's something that I would think of that's outside the box. If, for example, using the same example, if somebody would say, hey, you know, for our next date, let's do an escape room. Girl, you trying to marry me or what? That's something I would come up with. Right. I like outside the box, you know. And of course, again, I just said food for the first date. But it wouldn't have to be any specific type of food for me personally.
Yeah.
But if you like sushi dates, then you like sushi dates. I do. I get it.
I do. And it's, like I said, it's not the only type of date. It's not the, you know, the end all be all. It's just one of those things that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to date me, you know, take me to sushi.
Take you to sushi.
And get a book.
Yeah.
And I'll try to marry you tomorrow.
And you would?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, like, yeah. That book date, that's top tier. I've never had one. but I think it'll be super dope.
Oh, is it, you saying you saw it somewhere?
Mm-hmm. In this book thing.
So what do y'all do on a book date?
So you grab a coffee or, you know, whatever. Find a little bookstore. They got one of them. Mm-hmm. They got a little cafe. You can grab something, grab a book, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever.
Then what?
Then you sit and talk.
Talk about what?
Whatever you would normally talk about on a date.
So where do the books come in?
You buying a book. What? Or you can discuss the book. You can buy the book, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You already going to the bookstore for mm-hmm. whatever you going to the bookstore for. Which, obviously, to buy books. But it doesn't have to be... It doesn't have to be... what am I trying to say? Like, on the date, you just grabbing coffee. You conversing. You talking, whatever.
But sounds like a coffee date.
Yeah. It's kind of like coffee date.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out where the books come in.
It's at the bookstore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Not at the coffee shop. It's at the bookstore.
At the bookstore / the coffee spot.
Sounds a little complex.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I'm trying to figure out where the books come in.
It's at the Starbucks Barnes & Noble.
Okay. Because I was thinking, if y'all buying a book and y'all reading it together and then discussing it, or, you know what I'm saying? Because how do you interact if y'all reading? Unless y'all reading together.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Okay. But
okay.
I like it.
That's what I was thinking. Like, okay. Okay. I can see that. Hey, let's read this. And y'all take turns? Somebody read y'all lap? I don't know. I'm learning. I don't know. I've never heard of a book date.
Oh, my God.
I've heard of book clubs.
Right, book club. I've been in a book club. I like book clubs. But that's beside the point, Bess. I really am a book type of person. Now, right. On the date, if we just grabbing coffee, we walking around a bookstore, we talking to each other about the type of books we like, whatever.
Okay.
You know, and we grab something that piques our interest. Oh, yeah, I read that, blah, blah, blah. Like, you just got to meet somebody that's already on that
okay. level. Okay, all right.
Somebody that already frequents Barnes & Noble, so it won't be weird. Like, what are we doing here?
Okay, got you.
You can't
just avid reader.
Yeah, you can't just put you in the car and be like, come on, we go to Barnes & Noble. You be like, why?
I mean,
why?
I ain't gonna front. Like, I told you, I like going around smelling candles. So, like, is there such thing as a Bath & Body Works date?
F it. Why not? Yeah. Okay. Why not go to Yankee?
Or Yankee Candle. You know, I've spent plenty of time just walking around with my partner sniffing candles. Hey, you like that? Yeah, I like that. Ooh, that'll smell good in the bathroom. That's a date, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Teach you something, man.
Hey, listen. A date is what you make it at the end of the day.
I feel that.
Do you?
I don't know. I don't formally date, for real. I'd just be like, hey, girl, you trying to hang out or not?
That's how you talk to people?
Hey, ho.
Okay. This baby needs to eat or something. Come on, we're going to get him out of here.
Nah, dating is cool, though, man. You know, dating is cool. I like it. It's exciting. Dating is exciting. Right? You agree? Dating is exciting? Why?
I don't like dating.
You don't? You don't like going through the motions?
Nope, I don't, Bess. And really? You know I don't. Mm-mm. Not a fan.
It can be a hassle, but I think it's exciting. The possibilities are exciting. What could be... especially when you find somebody who's like, oh, man, you know, you're kind of cool.
Yeah, and then you disappoint me.
But then there's so many other people in the world. You know that something's mm-hmm. going to be right around the corner.
Yeah, I'm
It can be tired. A hassle.
I'm tired.
I feel you.
I'm tired. I'm fed the fuck up. So that's why when somebody come to me and they meet me at Barnes & Noble's and grab a coffee, we looking good. I hear wedding bells.
Just from that. How many hood niggas you know grabbing coffees from Barnes & Noble?
Since when do I like hood niggas?
Okay, but do you want a Jeremy too? Like, what do you want?
Can I have a happy meeting?
No!
Oh my God.
Says who?
That's the problem.
Bess, who you checking for? I don't know this dude.
Bruh. I just, hood or Jeremy. That's my only two options.
How many guys?
Kentrell.
Okay.
From Old Black.
From, have you met a guy? I'm not saying one way or another. I'm just asking, honestly. Have you met a guy that would take you on a coffee date?
Yes.
Okay, so
I've been on a coffee date. Yeah.
So what happened? What was wrong with him then?
It didn't work out.
Oh, okay. He wasn't your happy ending, your happy medium, your,
am I married?
Your fairy tale.
Am I married?
What happened to him? Okay, he wasn't a hood nigga, he wasn't a Jeremy. What happened? It was something.
No, he was more of a Jeremy.
My point.
But you gotta have a cool little balance.
Best. And I hear that.
Oh, you know the happy medians.
I'm not saying you can't. But you can't get tired of dating. I'm tired and want a happy medium right now. Well, you gotta have more patience, sweetheart.
Clearly.
That's all.
All right, y'all. Well, we're gonna figure it out. That's all I'm saying. Let us know your dating do's and don'ts and shoot. What else?
Favorite. You want this quick, would you rather? Or you wanna wrap it up?
Man, if it can be quiet.
Yeah, we got other
Bro, it's about that time.
Things to attend to. It's up to you. Hit you with it real quick.
All right, let's get it. That's a strong one.
All right, would you rather have a partner? Nothing too crazy. Have a partner that cuss like a sailor. I'm talking like that's all they know. Every sentence, no matter where they at, no matter who they around. Or a partner that lies like Pinocchio.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm taking a cusser, best.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to be in church praying.
That's he going to be cussing during the prayer.
I know.
Jesus. Bless my mother effing soul. Oh, like, it's bad, Bess. Like, when he talks to the... He has no filter. He can't help it. Almost like Tourette's.
Damn, not Tourette's. Okay. But over lying? No. I'm not dealing with that lying shit. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. We're going
to
fight.
I'm not agree with you.
And I'm going to flinch every time you cuss. But that lying? Nope.
Not the flinch. Like a battered woman.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh. Because I know people who have cussed in, like, just, like, insane situations. Like, you like, ooh, that's somebody, grandmama fool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You be having secondhand embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm going to have to do with the secondhand embarrassment because you're not about to sit here and be lying in my fucking face.
I agree.
You going to tell me that the grass is red and I'm looking at it green? Yeah. No way. Yeah. No way. Lying like Pinocchio? Mm-hmm. No way.
I can't deal with a liar.
I can't.
We too grown. When you start lying like that, I'm like, are you a child?
No, is it mental illness?
Legit. Like, are you cynical? Like, you're a liar? We grown. How are you lying? That's a thing at this age?
At this big age.
Bro, you too grown for that. Like, why do you care to lie? What are you afraid of?
Because when you lie, it's with a purpose.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to gain something that you wouldn't gain from telling the truth.
Right.
Give me the cusser. Give me the sailor.
Yeah, give me the cusser. And you know how I feel about that.
Right.
As a partner? Oh, Lord. Like, baby, can you just... No, fuck you. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Not too scared. Yeah. Oh, my God. Gosh.
I can't deal with a liar, man. That's a... Can you call that a pet peeve? I feel like that's everybody's pet peeve.
Right.
But, yeah. Man, we breaking up. Funny. If you lie over the smallest thing, we breaking up.
Yeah, because who's accepting being lied to? Even if you're a liar yourself, you still don't want to be lied to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm a hypocrite. I lie, but don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
And if we told you once, we told you 1,000 times, the omission is a lie.
Man.
And if don't nobody want to tell you that.
And if you try to convince me otherwise after being back in the corner... You even that much more childish to me.
Because we can fight about it.
Bro, we can throw hands. Because you can't be for real.
Yeah, that mess is insane.
Oh my
to me.
Gosh, just own up to it. I respect you a lot more. All right,
y'all, man. We didn't give y'all plenty of dogs barking and interruptions to last a lifetime. We'll be back next week, though, on time. Regular time.
Y'all know what it is. Appreciate y'all. Hit us up.
Best Friend Talk at Yahoo.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, until next time.
Yeah.
Peace.